I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 22nd. Officials at Quincy High School say they are investigating an alarming incident involving a student who participated in sexual harassment and hate speech. In a message posted yesterday on the school website, Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says he was notified on Friday about the incident where the student participated in pro-rape speech on social media, which he says was extremely disturbing to the targeted student and the entire school community. Mulvey says the offensive and dangerous behavior will not be tolerated and that the students involved will be held accountable and properly disciplined. Mulvey also says as a result of the incident, a sexual awareness campaign will be introduced immediately at both Quincy and North Quincy High Schools. That campaign will focus on the importance of healthy relationships, respectful communication, and appropriate responses. The schools have reached out to Dove Domestic Violence Ended and Walker Therapeutic and Educational Programs to develop the new campaign. Beginning today, any resident age 60 and older will be allowed to make vaccination appointments, as well as a number of different COVID-19-facing essential workers. The list of eligible essential workers includes grocery store workers, restaurant workers, funeral workers, court staff, transit workers, utility workers, and public works employees. In addition, the mass COVID-19 vaccination site at the Heinz Convention Center will open to the public. The site had a soft launch last Thursday. It replaces the Fenway Park mass vaccination site. The State Department of Public Health reporting yesterday over 1 million people in the state have been vaccinated against COVID-19, which accounts for about 15.5% of the state's population. Massachusetts also begins what officials call the new normal today as the state enters the first part of the fourth and final phase in its reopening plan. The biggest change is that stadiums, arenas, and ballparks can open at 12% capacity. The Bruins were set to be the first team to welcome back fans tomorrow, but their next two games have been postponed due to COVID protocols. The Bruins have a home game scheduled for Thursday. It's unclear if that'll be played. Celtics have a game scheduled at the TD Garden on March 29th. Under Phase 4, the limits on gatherings will increase to 100 people indoors and 150 people outdoors. Dancing will also be allowed at weddings and other events. Also, at midnight, the state's travel order officially becomes a travel advisory, no longer requiring people to quarantine when arriving in Massachusetts. The advisory does not apply to anyone who was out of state for less than 24 hours, anyone who tested negative within 72 hours of arriving, critical workers who commute to Massachusetts, and any traveler who is fully vaccinated. The MBTA is backtracking on plans to cut service and jobs. On Friday, riders complained about crowded trains and longer wait times. That's an about-face for the T, which already begun implementing service cuts. Many riders were already feeling those cuts. Bus routes were suspended or consolidated, leading to a blistering attack by Congressman Stephen Lynch, who said the agency is receiving an estimated $2 billion in federal aid. On Friday, MBTA General Manager Steve Poftak reversed course in a letter to members of Congress. In addition, there will be no layoffs or furloughs. The T said reductions in service have been necessary during the pandemic because ridership is down, costing the system millions of dollars. If you want to know how many trails there are in Quincy and where and how to find them, there is a new map for that. Officials have created an online map of 18 different trails in Quincy to help people enjoy the great outdoors as the weather improves. The map highlights trails including Squaw Rock Park, Marymount Park, Baxton Park, Nut Island Park, Wollaston Shore Reservation, Blue Hills Reservation, Squantum Point Park, The Crusher, and many more. The map was developed by Quincy environmental scientist Julie Sullivan with help from the City Department of Natural Resources intern Jacqueline Devon and GIS coordinator Stephen Washburn. program also shares facts and history about each trail location. The map is available through the Department of Natural Resources on the city's website, quincyma.gov. City of Quincy has purchased its first electric vehicle. The Chevrolet Bolt was recently purchased for the Quincy Fire Department. The new car will be used to go to various fire inspections across the city. Fire Chief Joe Jackson says he's so impressed with the vehicle's performance, safety, and efficiency, he may purchase one for his own family. Mayor Thomas Koch says the new car represents the city's intent to transform the fleet from gas and diesel to electric vehicles where possible. The new car cost about $25,000 and was purchased using the fire department's existing capital budget. Electric car charging stations are located in the new parking garage in Quincy Center and the new Southwest Community Middle School. There are plans for 30 charging stations at the proposed new Quincy Police Station. Today, officials say City of Quincy vehicles account for a quarter of the greenhouse gas emissions. Massachusetts has awarded $3 million in grants to 17 public water supply systems to support efforts to address elevated levels of so-called PFAS in drinking water. PFAS are a family of chemicals that have been used since the 1950s in the manufacture of common consumer products and used in some firefighting foam. Drinking water may become contaminated if PFAS deposited onto the soil seep into the groundwater or surface water. They've been linked to a variety of health risks, particularly in women who are pregnant or nursing and in infants. The grants from the state's Clean Water Trust were awarded to water systems serving towns including Abington and Rockland, Cohasset, Mansfield, North Attleboro, Westfield, and Woburn. The grants announced this past week will be used for expenses related to the design and planning of treatment systems that protect drinking water against PFAS. In October, the state established a protective standard of 20 parts per trillion for PFAS in drinking water and required water systems to regularly test for those contaminants. One person is dead following a multi-vehicle crash that involved a motorcycle on Route 3A in Kingston. Kingston police say the crash happened yesterday afternoon in the area of 96 Main Street, Route 3A. The names of all the individuals involved in the crash will not be released out of respect for the family of the deceased due to the ongoing investigation. Kingston police say the department offers their condolences to the loved ones of the deceased. The roadway was closed as police investigated the scene of the crash. It has since reopened. Now, the personal income tax filing deadline in Massachusetts has been pushed about a month ahead. Taxpayers who received more than $8,000 in total gross income in the year 2020 must file a tax return electronically or send it postmarked by midnight May 17th. The move comes 2 days after the IRS announced the same delay. The extension is automatic for all Massachusetts taxpayers. Taxpayers are encouraged to file electronically for the quickest refunds. Live concerts will return to Tanglewood this summer. The Boston Symphony Orchestra will have a 6-week season starting July 9th. There will be capacity limits. Shows will be 80 minutes at most with no intermission. Tickets go on sale on May 17th. The pandemic forced the 2020 festival to be canceled last year, switching most performances online. Traditions usually draw over 350,000 visitors rather from around the world and funnel $100 million into that region's economy. Well, AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine provided strong protection against disease and complete protection against hospitalization and death across all age groups in a late-stage U.S. study, according to the company. AstraZeneca said it experts also identified no safety concerns related to the vaccine, including a rare blood clot that was identified in Europe. Scientists found no increased risk of clots among the more than 20,000 people who got at least one dose of the AstraZeneca shot. Pointing to over 1,000 arrests in one of the nation's top party spots, Miami Beach officials warned that the unruly spring break crowd gathering by the thousands, fighting in the streets, destroying restaurant property, and refusing to wear masks has become a serious threat to public safety. During a last-minute meeting yesterday, city officials voted to extend a highly unusual 8 p.m. curfew for another week along famed South Beach, with the possibility of extending it well into April if needed. And they stressed this is not the typical spring break crowd. They said it's not college students, but adults looking to let loose in one of the few states fully open during the pandemic. Jury selection entering a third week today for a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death. 13 jurors have been seated for Derek Chauvin's trial on murder and manslaughter charges, with the judge saying two more will be seated ahead of opening statements expected on March 29th. Only 12 will deliberate. The others will be alternates, needed only if some jurors are unable to serve for any reason. Well, students can safely sit just 3 feet apart in the classroom as long as they wear masks, but should be kept the usual 6 feet away from one another at sporting events, assemblies, lunch, or chorus practice, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The revised recommendations represent a turn away from the 6-foot standard that has sharply limited how many students some schools can accommodate. Some places have had to remove desks, stagger schedules, and take other steps to keep children apart. A check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow fell 234 points on Friday. The NASDAQ was up 99. The S&P dropped 2. Asian stocks mixed as sentiment was shaken by the Fed's announcement that it would end some emergency measures put in place last year to help the financial industry deal with the pandemic. The dollar and the euro rose, oil at $60 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat Orlando 112-96. They'll play the Grizzlies at 9 o'clock tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service, mostly sunny, at a high of 58 degrees, tonight clear, and a low of 39. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, highs in the mid-50s, mostly cloudy on Wednesday with a high 54, and Thursday cloudy, but a high Thursday in the mid-60s. For the boater today, waves about a foot, southwesterly winds become southeast later, and a high tide not till 7:13 p.m. Sun rising at 6:43, sets at 6:58. So again, sunny today and a high near 60 degrees. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 22nd.